88.9 Shine FM every Wednesday. Checking in with Kimberly Eckert, founder and psychologist at Eckert Psychology and Education Center. Good morning, Kimberly.
Good morning, Mike.
August and a new topic. 7 essentials for encouraging gratitude in your children post-pandemic. Oh, this will be great for mental health.
That's right. So our kids have lived through 2.5 years of uncertainty, and it has greatly impacted their mental health, Mike. So I have gone back to a favorite book of mine, Making Grateful Kids, and this is by Bono and Froh. And we are going to cover some of the great topics within this book to help our kids reset this summer and really cultivate the habit of gratitude, which can do a lot of repair to mental health stress.
Okay, good topic.
So here's number one. So model and teach gratitude. So there are oodles of strategies that are concrete and scientifically based in Bono and Froh's book, Making Grateful Kids. While each strategy is important in isolation, this month what I'm going to cover is the 7 essential themes that underline the strategies within their book. And the first is model and teach gratitude. Our children want to be like us. This is built in by God. We provide the blueprint for what to say and what to do and in what context. Expressing gratitude through words, writing, and small gifts or acts of reciprocity are all ways to teach children how to become grateful. Doing this will help make your appreciation for the goodness in your life more public. Showing your kids that blessings do abound and that being thankful is a valued attitude. Adults can promote gratitude directly in children by helping them appraise the benefits they receive from others. The personal value of these benefits, the altruistic intention of people providing them, and the cost to those people. This helps kids think gratefully. This is what we call notice, think, feel, do.
Okay.
What we notice in our lives, for which we are grateful, how we think about why we have been given these things, how we feel about these things we have been given, and what we do to express appreciation in turn. So again, how to do a gratitude practice is notice, think, feel, do.
Okay, I like that. I'm sure we'll continue more of this throughout the month here, but just for those listening now, can you give the book title and the author again?
Yes. So this is Making Grateful Kids, and this is by Bono and Froh.
Okay, that'll help if anybody wants a little more info right now. Of course, people that want info about you and your team, EckertCenter.com, share a little bit about Eckert Center.
Well, we are here to support all family members, whether it's counseling for your teen who might have really been struggling with their mental health due to the pandemic. It could be a learning assessment for your son who's struggling with learning to read in grade 2, or perhaps your marriage needs help and you and your spouse would like some couples counseling. So again, we have counseling and assessment services for children, teens, and adults here at Eckert Center.
Okay, EckertCenter.com to book an appointment, and perhaps you may have a free initial visit. We bless somebody each week. Who's that going to, Kimberly?
Let's go with caller number 2 today.
Caller 2 right now at 403-276-8888. Another great topic, and we'll continue it next week, Kimberly.
Thank you, Mike.